I don't know. Last Friday, when I got all excited about the weekend and told you to go out and enjoy yourself and have some fun, we had an avalanche. So, I don't know. I'm trying to be cautious. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining me today. I literally have so much to talk about that I don't even know where to start. I mean, I want to be like Armstrong and Getty and talk about the Grammys and what's going on and what's good and all that stuff, but I can't. I just can't. There are so many things going on that you need to be aware of, and the media is just lulling you into this, I'm bored with impeachment. Let me start off the show first by showing gratitude. Thank you so much to everybody who came out to the Nevada Patriots get-together last night at the South Washoe, South Reno Library. It was great to see all of those new faces. It was awesome to see all of the faces I've seen before. But I want to tell you, it was really cool because I was in the parking lot getting ready to go in, and a young gentleman was coming out to his car as I'm getting out of mine, and he just said, "Nice car." And I said, "Thank you. Is it fast?" "Yes, it is. I love it." We started talking. I asked what he was doing there at, 6 o'clock at night, and he showed me something that he had made a copy of, and it was a beautiful poem. I said, "That's cool." And he asked me what I was doing, and I told him what I did and what we were doing. And he just found it so curious. And he goes, "Well, what are your thoughts?" And we just started having this conversation in the parking lot. Just a kind young man, willing to listen. I could have just stood there and talked with him for a long time, actually. He's a very nice young man. Do I have to say that he was a nice young black man? It seems if your view is a Democrat, yes, you have to label everybody. But he was just a nice young man wondering about what the world was going to be in 10 to 20 years. I want to thank DJ and Bruce. They surprised me with a very special book that I will treasure, The Making of America. I mean, this thing is huge. It's like a textbook. And I'll tell you, that's the book that you should be giving your kids. And sitting down every night and reading with your kids. Of all ages. Did want to let you know that if you are interested in any way, shape, or form, the Constitution class meetings that I have a tendency to mention, they Wednesday night, stuff like that. Well, that's all changed because they wanted to get to more people, especially younger people who couldn't come at that time. Families, family obligations, all that good stuff, dinner. It is now and I hope I get this right, it is now every Thursday, as opposed to Wednesday, every Thursday at 6 o'clock. So 6 to 8 at Shields. And you can come and go. You don't have to be there right at 6. You don't have to stay until 8. But it is a great way to learn about the Constitution, about the Founding Fathers, about the Federalist Papers, about why all this was put together, how it was put together, and how it's been dismantled. Just saying. So every Thursday now, you don't have to attend every single one in sequence. It doesn't work that way. Your kids aren't going to learn about the Constitution the way they should learn it. And for a lot of us old folks, we don't remember the important things that we learned when we were in, when was it? For me, it was, I believe, sixth grade is when we really delved into it. And even at that, eh. So check it out. Shields, every Thursday, Constitution class, 6 to 8 p.m. Thank you, Ron. Ron just texted me. Good man. One of the gentlemen that I got to meet last night, we were talking about lawyers. I made my usual statement that we should have fewer lawyers in politics. Okay, not when it comes to judges that we're going to be electing and attorneys for the city and the county that we're going to be electing. Okay, we need lawyers there. I'm talking about other branches of government. We stood there talking, and I said, well, you know, have you ever heard of the original 13th Amendment? He's like, no. I urge you to go look that up. Just whatever search engine you use, just type in original 13th Amendment. Still wondering what happened to it. People shall not serve who have a title of nobility. Well, Esquire is that title. They didn't want lawyers filling up the seats that average people should be sitting in. Average. Not PhDs, not scholars. Not people with, doesn't even have to be college graduates. People with good common sense, what we don't see anymore. So he was telling me, as I was telling him, our stories about lawyers. So he said he was going to go look that up. He told me, he goes, well, I have a friend who's a lawyer, and he told me specifically why so many lawyers get into politics and what they do. They write laws that will go either way. That's why some laws, you look at any of them nowadays, are written the way they are, is so that they can go both ways. Speaking of going both ways, I'm just going to forget this, that Armstrong and Getty, or not Armstrong and Getty, but the news, that woman who's going to be giving the Democrat response, diversity makes us stronger? I always understood it that unity makes us stronger. Being united makes us stronger. if you want to immigrate to America and be an American, that makes us stronger. If you come into this country illegally and you don't speak English and you refuse to speak English, you divide this country. Okay, getting back to what I was saying about lawyers. Did a little digression there. But that lawyers use the term certain. Probably thinking to yourself, well, yeah, that's a lot of people use the word certain. No. They specifically put the word certain so whatever law they're writing can be litigated either way. You have to look at how they write things. I've been hammering people that you have to watch Virginia. You have to watch the battle for the Second Amendment. This is a battle for our rights. One of the reasons that we are safe and we are who we are. I want to share this little piece with you. Remember what I just said about the word certain and your rights. House Bill 1627 was introduced by Delegate Jeffrey Amborn last week. The legislation provides that certain crimes relating to threats and harassment may be prosecuted in the city of Richmond if the victim is the governor, governor-elect, lieutenant governor, lieutenant governor-elect, attorney general, or attorney general-elect, a member or employee of the General Assembly, a justice of the Supreme Court of Virginia, or a judge of the Court of Appeals of Virginia. Did you understand what I just read? Think about it for a minute. Dwell on that for a minute. And we'll be back after we take this quick break, and I'll explain it to you, just in case. And you can share your thoughts at 884-9910, or send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. It's your live and local FM talk show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I know it's Friday. We're supposed to be having fun and talking about events. And you know what? Enough people talk about that. This is serious talk. This is talk for you and me to have discussions about and make sure that we get on board with turning this country back into the United States of America. Because one of the comments I made last night at the Nevada Patriots get together, I'm not going to say meetings because it's for everybody. Nevada Patriot meetings, look them up online, find them. It's just people coming together and sharing ideas and giving you information and sharing information that you're not going to hear other places. Like last night, Andy Gephardt's presentation that he's made to the city of Reno, that they're finally starting to pay attention to. But this presentation was put together years ago. People just haven't been listening and paying attention. But now there's somebody lit a fire under them. You did, because you've started calling. So Bruce Parks, who puts that together, just sent out an email. Hope you learned something new last night. It's like, I did. I learned why you look at bills and they're written with the word certain in them. And why we need to watch the liberal agenda that purchased the state of Virginia. The governorship, the House, the Senate, or the Assembly and the Senate. Why their legislators are pushing to remove your Second Amendment rights. To infringe upon them. Because that's what lawyers do. That's why every other legislator you see, oh, I'm a lawyer. I got into... But listen to this bill. It provides that certain crimes relating to threats and harassment may be prosecuted in the city of Richmond if the victim is the governor, governor-elect, lieutenant governor, lieutenant governor-elect, attorney general-elect, a member of or employee of the General Assembly, a justice of the Supreme Court of Virginia, or a judge of the Court of Appeals of Virginia. So if a punk, I'll use that term, if a punk, a staff member of one of the legislators, tells you off, campaign worker, oh, you know, like those campaign workers that's going around for Bernie Sanders talking about the re-education camps? You tell him to get out of your face or you're going to kick his, use expletive here, you can be prosecuted if this passes. So not only does it take away your freedom of speech, I mean, yes, if you're threatening people, if you're threatening someone with death, you should be prosecuted. But why only if you work for the government of Virginia? Shouldn't a law like that apply to all of us? If a law like that is passed? And what is certain crimes relating to threats? Well, that certain is in there. So they decide. The judges and the lawyers decide what you're going to be prosecuted for. Yeah. Are you understanding this now? I think one of the worst things that was ever passed was hate crimes. A crime is a crime.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT.
Yes, it is. A crime is a crime. It doesn't matter who it's against. Postal workers shouldn't be getting special treatment. I get it. Legislators want to make it seem like they're doing something. Let's enhance the crime if it's against the elderly. Let's enhance the crime if it's against a healthcare worker. No. A crime against a person is a crime. I don't care what your profession is. And when legislators and lawyers start putting stuff like this in a liberally purchased state, Bloomberg money, Soros money, Koch brothers money. Oh yeah, they're on the liberal side. Just because you have an R next to your name does not mean you believe in the Republican platform of protecting the Constitution, of securing our borders, less government, the sanctity of life. And this just proves it even more, that if we don't start fighting back, we've lost this country, in part because of the legal field. It is time for Fox News, though. So we'll take that break here on the Monica Jay Show at 884-9910. And we'll be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
That's what we do. We talk on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. I'm so glad you're with me today as we continue our conversation about the blatant attack on your rights. And the reason I say that you have to watch Virginia right now is because certain states, smaller states, easily manipulated with outside money that can be turned to a Democrat governor, Democrat assembly, and a Democrat-controlled Senate. Or being targeted. What state does that sound like? Nevada, hello. Nevada, Arizona. They're starting off with Virginia. And there are four other states that they are targeting. With BS like this. If any person with the intent to coerce, intimidate, or harass any person, shall use a computer or a computer network to communicate obscene, vulgar, profane, lewd, lascivious, or indecent language, or make any suggestion or proposal of an obscene nature, or threaten any illegal or immoral act, he is guilty of a Class 1 misdemeanor. That's what the new legislation reads in Virginia. It is a blatant attack on the First Amendment. Remember, because it's up to them to prosecute certain. So if you just fly off the handle, I mean, I tell you, every time you write to someone, even if it's Pelosi, be respectful. Because they don't do that. But if you are so fed up, if you are so frustrated and you send an email that says, next time I see you out in public, I'm going to kick your... How many times do you hear threats like that, that are just in the heat of the moment, that you know will never come to fruition? If this bill passes, it's the start of something bigger than you or I can imagine. The only thing that protects all of our rights, especially the first one, these are why these are the first two. But the only ones that protect our Constitution and our, well, way of life here, what we find so dear, is the First and Second Amendment. Because the Second Amendment pretty much tells everyone, we will stand our grounds. We will protect what we hold dear. You saw that in the pictures, hopefully, at the Virginia legislature. All of those people out there, all of those American patriots with their long guns, with their open carry, voicing what I know all of my friends wishing we could have been there in support. This is happening. This is happening as a start in Virginia to work out the kinks, to see how many people will participate, to see what kind of reaction they're going to get, and then to work from that, to figure out what legislation they need to counteract it. And there you have it. With that new push for House Bill 1627, they have the counteraction. If you don't think that that doesn't happen here in Reno, in Sparks, in Nevada as a whole, well, guess what? You haven't been paying attention. It all works together. Two bills that were passed by our legislature . The Office of New Americans. Office of New Americans. Put through under the guise of helping immigrants establish and assimilate to their new home. Well, now you hear that and you think, oh, well, for people who have come to this country legally, who, just need help finding their way around the whole system. Little help is nice. That's not what it was put in place for. It was put in place for illegals, for people coming into this country illegally, to help them get whatever they need. To help them get the driver's license. To help them get the housing help. Well, President Trump flipping the switch on that's the one saying that, uh-uh. No. No housing help for undocumented people. He's doing another one right now, too. You cannot get a visa now if you are pregnant coming to this country to have your baby. There are gaping loopholes in the birthright citizenship policies. And it's big business on your back. You're paying for it. It is literally known as birth tourism. Trump is trying to put a stop to that. And guess who's standing in his way? But going back to our Office of New Americans that passed here in this wonderful state, thanks to the Democrats, the liberals, the left, whatever you want to call them, is also the fact that they can now get a license to, well, to work, basically. And they can also get that and be protected through the Office of New Americans. Do you see what they're trying to do? Because if you don't, well, I can't help you, I guess. Because it has been so blatant. And you can see it in the Senate right now. As you listen to 3 days of BS. The left is saying how eloquent and how graceful and how amazing Adam Schiff is. Jerry Nadler. Even though they put into their assessments falsehoods that, remember, one of the rules that was agreed upon, no questioning or cross-examining anything, no speaking, no outbursts during the presentations. So basically, they can say anything they want. But when we get started on the other side here, hopefully Monday, I don't know, they're going to take these destroyers of the United States, they're going to take them to task. Because the only person who has been working, promises made, promises kept. And if you're a Republican and you're still a never Trumper, then you need to get the hell out of the Republican Party. Because if you don't, then I will. Because this president is the only one who has stood up for you, who has been attacked every single day, who is building a wall for protection, who is telling the government, keep your hands off Social Security. Yeah, that's a new one. As of, I believe, yesterday? Yeah, Thursday. Trump has said he will save Social Security. Because all the others, they just want to, well, take it, use it for what they want to use it for, so it's not there for you when you need it. Trump has vowed to save Social Security. 884-9910. I'll always interrupt what I'm saying for you. So let's go to the phone lines. Check in with Robert this morning.
Hi there.
Who can run under the Constitution?
Well, under the Constitution of the United States was formatted in 1775 under the Assembly and the Safety Act. John Morton Esquire was the speaker at the time. And any page, being a commoner, of reasonable judgment and mind, being a citizen, could hold public office. You didn't have to have a title or anything like that. The only exception was for the highest office in the land, They put an age requirement on that, and they also put citizenship being born within the nation. And that's where that came from. And it was later adopted in the Assembly in 1788 or 1787. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. And they don't teach it anymore.
Yeah. They don't pretty much teach anything that has to do with the construction of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's called the Federalist Papers. And
if you want your country back and you're losing it rapidly, you only have to do one thing. Do like they used to do. It used to be that K through 12, you had to take U.S. history. You could fail math. You could fail spelling. You could fail reading. But if you failed history, you did that class over again. Now, that was prominent in the state you're talking about right now, state of Virginia, up until the 60s or 70s. I remember when I went to school in Charlottesville, Virginia, in the fifth grade, I was five, I think, at the time, so I've been in kindergarten. Columbus sailed by us in 1492. I'm down near 80 now. So, I'm just saying that if you want the country back, you can't do it with a gun, and you can't do it if you don't educate the children on our history. Mm-hmm. They'll have no past to build on. It's as simple as that.
Robert, you're absolutely right. And that's why one of the first things that the left took control of was the education of our children. The university, K through 12, California has control of the textbooks and more, which actually we'll talk about in the next segment. When we come back on The Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's The Monica J. Show at 884-9910 or Monica at 991FMTalk.com. You can also find my sources of social media on there. Thank you, Roger, for the call. The original 13th Amendment, this article of amendment ratified in 1819 and which just disappeared in 1876, added an enforceable, strict penalty. Inability to hold office and loss of citizenship for violations of the already existing constitutional prohibition of Article 1, Section 9. Clause 8 on titles of nobility and other conflicts of citizenship interest, such as accepting emoluments of any kind for services or favors rendered or to be rendered, and is particularly applicable today in the 21st century as government is increasingly for sale to the highest bidder. As foreign and multinational corporations and individuals compete to line the pockets of politicians and political parties to accommodate and purchase protection or privilege, i.e. honors for their special interest. I read that and I think, why is Hillary Clinton, why is Bill Clinton, why are they still U.S. citizens? Why is Obama still a U.S. citizen? If he ever was. Roger made a great point, and that was educating kids. Why do you think in the last legislative session that Assemblyman Jim Wheeler put together a bill that would require our school system to provide an education in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Federalist Papers, that they would be required to teach all three of those? Great bill, supported by a lot of people. But the Democrats are in control on both sides. Never even got a hearing. They don't want that in our education system. And sorry, Robert, that I called you Roger. Robert and people of Robert's age, even people of my age, know that if we don't take control of the school system and get education back to the kids, not about how many genders there are, but about what this country was founded on, then we've lost. One of the first rules of communism is take control of the children. If you take control of the children, then you have them for generations to come. Because parents will have lost. And we have seen nothing but parental rights being violated and stripped away when Democrats are in control. Join me for the second hour. We've got lots of other good things to talk about to make this a stronger place. On the Monica Jay Show, let's get an update from Fox News.